Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Jim Ballard is our guest and our good friend, ladies and gentlemen. Jim's been with us so many times over the years, and he's an original member of our Brain Trust. He's an outstanding, has an outstanding mind. He does such a great job of helping us get centered and balanced in our life. He's the author of a number of books, including one of my favorite, What's the Rush?, and also his new one, Mind Like Water, Keeping Your Balance in a Chaotic World. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here, Jim, as always. Thanks.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. I always have a better day when you've been with us that morning. Jim, I was talking earlier, before you got here, about what goes on in a small business owner's life. And the world is swirling around them. The world is just, we're almost like, we feel like we're in this whirlpool. The world is spinning us around, and it's going by so fast, and all these things are coming at us so fast that if we can just figure out how to slow down just a little bit, you know, sort of like your book says, say to yourself, what's the rush? And slow down just a little bit so that we can have a little more control and develop what you like to talk about, develop a little resiliency.
Yes.
And this is really important, isn't it?
Well, sure. And Jim, one of the distinctions that I make is that maybe it isn't necessarily that we need to slow down. Sometimes we can't do that. In the terms that we usually think of when we say slow down, I mean, you know, take time off, take it easy, decrease the pace of things. Although, you know, there are ways to do that we don't think of, and because we get driven by it. But more, I think, important than slowing down is getting with our own pace and having a mind that is calm. In other words, I think you can get a whole lot done, and we've all had days like this, when things just seem to go right. And as against those days when we work so hard and stress ourselves and nothing seems to get accomplished, once in a while comes sort of a magical day when we come to the end of it and we say, how did I get so much done, and I'm not even tired?
Mm-hmm.
And most people have had that kind of experience where we've been, as you and I say, in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we can find a way to be in the flow more of the time, then we've got it. Then, because the world ain't going to slow down.
Well, see, that's the thing. To me, the thing is that we got to find out what our flow is, because if we don't know
it.
What that is, then
that's
we
it.
Get in the world's flow, and that's when we get sucked into that whirlpool.
Exactly. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, if we can, is first of all, you know, you mentioned the word resiliency, and I looked that up in the dictionary, and I think we all know that in the material sense, something is resilient. It means that when it's pushed in or it's bent or twisted out of shape, it snaps back. And Webster gives that definition, but also the human definition as the ability to recover strength, spirits, good humor, and so on quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So the technique that I want to suggest this morning for developing resilience, because that isn't going to happen all at once, but we can practice something to change the way that we meet the world every day. The technique is one that will de-stress us, that will restore balance, that will help us to recalibrate a confused mind and produce that state of flow that we all want to be in. And the technique is called positive addiction. Now, William
positive
Glasser...
Positive addiction. I don't think I've heard that term used
before. William Glasser, who's probably better known for things like, what do you call it, reality therapy,
mm-hmm.
was a doctor and a psychologist who in the 60s wrote a book called Positive Addiction. And he used the notion of addiction because he said, in addiction, if you stop, it hurts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he studied people who were, mostly he studied runners and meditators, but there were a whole variety of people who did something that was perceived as building strength, and they got hooked on it. And he actually recommended in his book, because he could see the velocity of change building up back in the 60s and 70s when he wrote this, that we can all do and get ourselves hooked on something. And I want to give what he gave as the criteria for what it is, so that the people who are listening can think, well, there's something that I already do that fits those criteria, or I can think of something that I could start doing that'll do that.
All right.
So do you understand, just
to review?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
You looked at resilience and the ability to bounce back, because we want to live in a world where we have to make decisions just in time and access information just in time, make those split-second changes, but without letting it get to us. And what I'm suggesting, it kind of ironically, is to get ourselves hooked on something. Now, here are the criteria. First of all, you perceive it as something that adds to you, that benefits you. It builds your strength. Secondly, it's something you can do by yourself. You might do it with others, but you can do it alone. Thirdly, you can do it for 20 minutes a day, or at a minimum every other day, but hopefully a day. And fourth, this is the most important criteria that Glasser gave, is you can do this activity without any judgment or self-criticism. So your inner critic is silenced. This is something that, in the Nike phrase, just do it. Now, I've already mentioned running and meditating, because those are the people that Glasser found were building this resiliency, this inner strength, by doing their activity, their exercise, or their sitting in the silence. And if they stopped doing it, they got all grumpy and out of sorts, and their families couldn't stand to live with them. You know, the spouse would say, go run. And the person would maybe had missed a few days and would go out and run and come back, and he was back to himself, you know. And I know that because I've been a runner.
So he was talking, Dr. Glassman was talking about getting yourself addicted to things that are good for you.
That's right.
And the thing about this, though, and we're going to talk about this some more right after these messages with Jim Ballard, folks. The thing about this is, though, this is something that you do for yourself. And when we come back, I want to talk about why it's so hard for small business owners to find time and to actually carve out things just for themselves in their lives. And that's coming up right after these messages. 20 after, we'll be right back with our good friend Jim Ballard, the author of Mind Like Water. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget, this is Home-Based Business Week, and I'll remind you that the article that is the feature article of my newsletter, which goes out every week by email and which is out right now and which is available to you if you subscribe this week, is all about home-based business. And so check that out. It's all about Home-Based Business Week, and so check that out when you get a chance. You can subscribe this week, and you've still got a chance to get that article. Jim Ballard is our guest. He's our good friend. He's the author of a number of books, including What's the Rush? And Mind Like Water. Also, he's the co-author of Well Done. You just see Jim's name all over the place. And folks, I'll just let you know that you can find Jim's books wherever books are sold. And Jim, what's any other place you'd like to send us to find out about more about you?
Oh, I just think you can Google me, online. And find out about the books. And
That's a term that nobody said 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, right?
I know. And Amazon, will carry a list, too.
Yeah.
But Jim, I want to get back with you to the subject that you raised right at the end. And I know that we can't spend time on it, but and I'd like to do a whole program on it, which is the notion of being creatively selfish, meaning that it benefits you in your life to take some time for yourself. And if you don't, then you're way out of balance.
That's the problem.
You're running on empty.
That's a problem for small business owners, folks. And this
right.
is this is why I like Jim on the, being on the show as often as I can. When I talk about gaining and maintaining balance in our lives, I'm talking about making sure that, yeah, we need to keep financially strong. We need to have a good business. But we also need to, we don't need to do it at the expense of joy. We don't need to do it at the expense of peace and happiness in our lives.
We don't need to end up being like one of those people that Rabbi Kushner talked about, that I've been with a lot of dying people, but I've never heard any one of them say, I wish I was went to the office more.
Right. Exactly.
So I want to give, we've been talking about positive addiction, and I made up a kind of a list of that people could listen to and say, well, maybe I could pick from those, or maybe it jogs me into what could be the thing that I could get myself hooked on. Now, remember, this is to build strength so that you can do your business better. This is
okay.
not just to run away.
All right.
You could run. You could walk, meaning power walk, not just amble or walk the dog.
Mm-hmm.
You could meditate. You could swim. You could bike. You could exercise. You could treadmill. Then we get into areas that are like praying or sitting quiet or lighting a candle and chanting, playing music. Those are kind of borderline. So are hobbies. Hobbies are kind of like maybes because remember that no critic rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, now, I want to. Before you go any further, Jim, I want to go back over your fourth criteria.
If yeah, okay.
Something that adds value to your life, something you can do by yourself, something that doesn't take a lot of time, 10 or 15, 30 minutes of your day. And
yeah.
But here's the fourth one. This is the big one, Jim. It's what you just said. Say it again.
No judgment or criticism.
This has to be critical-free. No,
that's
no
it.
Criticism-free.
So you're not doing it and always watching and saying, you know, because... You know, every one of us has this inner critic, and we don't even realize that we're listening to it as we go through the day as a small business owner, running through life with our hair on fire. You know,
I think I have a platoon of inner critics.
Yeah, we got this voice saying, pick up your feet, look what you just
did.
What
the heck's the matter with you?
Stupid, dumb, ignorant, you did that again, you know. And, man, if it's inside of you, you got to get away from that someplace.
Sometime,
and
anyway.
So this positive addiction time is a time... Let me just tell you how...
Can I stop you for 1 second, though, Jim?
Yeah.
Let me say one thing. Sometimes that inner critic helps you seek excellence. It's not... I want you to understand that I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just that it can't you can't let it consume you.
Well, if you know about transactional analysis, which was very positive, very popular back in the, you know, 70s,
mm-hmm.
That identified... Eric Byrne identified... two kinds of critic. That's what you're talking about. One of them is the nurturing parent, and one of them is the critical parent.
Mm-hmm.
And the nurturing parent is that in us which builds excellence and says, good going, you know, go ahead with that. And the other one is the one that's after us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's get to something that Glasser, in his book Positive Addiction, and by the way, you can order that on Amazon. That's
right.
Around. Still, I ordered a couple copies the other day for myself because I give it away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful book to read. But he starts out talking about a guy who wanted to play baseball better, a guy with a regular
right.
job. But he went, he hung a rope in from a pipe in his basement and put knots on it to represent the strike zone. And he stood and swung a bat at each knot 100 times,
huh.
you know. And he got hooked on doing that.
Huh.
If he didn't do it, because he'd done it so long, if he didn't do it, then he'd get grouchy and out of sorts. But then he'd go do it, and he would feel that strength and that well-being and
mm-hmm.
that flow would come back into his life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Glasser gave that as an example. Because it could be anything. It could be one of these things like running and meditating. Also, it could be just something that fills those criteria for you individually.
I want to repeat those, Jim. We've got to wrap it up, but I want to say
yeah.
something that's a positive thing in your life, something that could add positive value to your life. You can do it by yourself. You can do it in a few minutes, but no self-criticism. Jim Ballard, thank you so much. I feel better already.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. You know we're not going to do without him. Mind Like Water is one book. Watch the Rush is another. There are a lot of books out there by Jim Ballard. Check them out when you get a chance. They're all good. Quick break. I'll be right back with Bert Folsom. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.